followed a star to find the King of Kings. But at its heart, an epiphany is simply a moment of kind of sudden revelation, a light bulb moment, right? Where the truth breaks through the fog of our daily lives. Sometimes these revelations happen in the most profound ways, and sometimes they happen in the middle of a dining room during a chaotic family game night. This past New Year's Eve, I gathered with my sister and some of her daughters and their kids to ring in the new year. We ended up playing Catchphrase. You're probably familiar. If you don't know, it's a fast-paced game where you have to get your team to guess a word or phrase before the timer goes off. The pressure's high, the yelling is constant, and the descriptions get increasingly desperate. One of my relatives had in front of her, I think it was my sister, the phrase V8, the vegetable juice, right? Now, if you grew up in a certain era, you remember the iconic commercials. Someone would be walking along, perhaps feeling a bit sluggish or making a poor snack choice, and suddenly they'd be bopped on the head. They'd exclaim, "Wow, I could have had a V8. Well, my relative, in the heat of the game, started shouting, "It's a tomato drink." To which many in my very Catholic family responded, "Bloody Mary." Then she said, "No, it's in a can." And someone on her team finally yelled the right answer. Well, reflecting on that memorable ad started me thinking about how that illustrated a sort of epiphany. In this case, a V8 moment as a sudden realization. I was settling for something less when I could have had something better. In a sense, that is the spiritual journey of the Magi. These were successful and wealthy and wise men. They had everything the world could offer. And yet they realized they were missing something. I suppose we could say that they had a V8 moment on a cosmic scale. They looked at the stars and realized, "Here I am settling for the study of the heavens when I could be kneeling before the Creator of the heavens." So they didn't just stay in their libraries. They moved. They followed the light because they realized that their lives, as good as they were incomplete without Christ. We often think of epiphanies as rare, once-in-a-lifetime events, like a star appearing in the sky. But God provides us, I think, with minor epiphanies all the time, if we're willing to look. There is the epiphany, for example, of silence. In a world that is as loud as a game of Catchphrase, we often find a sudden revelation when we finally turn off the noise, when we sit in a quiet church, when we look at a sunset, and we realize, "I am not the center of the universe," and that is a relief. We realize that God is there, not in the shouting, but in the still, small voice. There is the epiphany of the other. This happens when we stop seeing people as obstacles or characters in our life story and see them as they truly are, icons of God. Perhaps it's a moment of seeing the exhaustion in a spouse's eye and realizing our own selfishness, or seeing the dignity in a homeless person and realizing that it's Christ looking back at us. That is a manifestation of the gospel. There's also the real reality of the epiphany of failure. Our failures often point us toward a deeper truth. When we hit a wall, when a relationship fails, a job is lost, or a sin is repeated, then we have an epiphany of our own weakness. This feels like a slap to the forehead, but it's actually a great grace. It reveals our need for a Savior, and we realize we cannot save ourselves. Yes, the Magi brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These weren't just random items. They represented the truth of who Jesus is, King and God, and the one who would die for us. Our epiphanies, I think, lead us to the same conclusion. When we realize the truth of our lives, we're called to offer our own gold, our talents, our own frankincense, our prayers, and our own myrrh, our sufferings, and our mortality to Him. As we enter this new year of 2026, then, we should ask ourselves, am I just settling? Where am I saying I could have had a V8 instead of embracing the fullness of the V8 reality of God's incredible grace? Maybe you've been settling for a prayer life that's just a checklist. Maybe you've been settling for a version of yourself that's good enough, rather than the saint God is calling you to be. My brothers and sisters, the star is still shining. The manifestation of God isn't a historical event that ended 2,000 years ago. It happens every time the word is proclaimed and every time the bread is broken on this altar. Today, let us pray for the grace of a holy epiphany in our lives. May we have the eyes to see the stars that God places here, the small moments of beauty, the sharp stings of conscience, and the deep longings of our hearts. And like the Magi, when we see that light, let us not just admire it from afar. Let us get up, change our direction, and follow it until we find ourselves, like them, overwhelmed with joy in the presence of our Lord.